Hey, this is Irene. I've been waiting for you. Thank you for joining me, mixing it up with me right here on The Mix. You're listening to CBiz Media,
your place for faith, inspiration, community chat, and more. Tune into LICMC Radio at licmc.net. Spots available. Call 248-701-0885 for info. Touch and agree with us in prayer anytime with the Prayers Up Club. Visit cbiztvmedia.com and click Prayers Up Club. Finally, stop by our store for inspirational gifts for your friends, loved ones, or gift yourself. Visit cbiztvmedia.com and click our store. Now we send it back to Irene, CBiz Media. Faith, love, and trends. Thank you.
All right, fam, so we're talking about more 90 Day Fiancé, but this time it's 90 Day Fiancé. Love in Paradise Season 4 is just starting. I mean, this show is wild. These couples are very different and kind of unexpected to me. So, you know, on 90 Day, we have some couples that are, you know, mismatch. We have some couples that are different. One person may be different. One person may not be. And then we have some more couples that we are, you know, generally can relate to. But these people are kind of wild. And it's kind of exciting. It's kind of funny. And I just want to kind of just generally talk. And we may dive deeper in future episodes about this season. I'm trying to, you know, see which 90 day prospects I want to focus in on. Try to do things a little bit differently. Hope you guys enjoy what I'm working on and what I've done so far. But yeah, and we're going to try that. But right now, let's just do a little overview of Love in Paradise Season 4. Now, when it comes to this this element or this branch of, I'll say, yeah, that's a good word. This branch of 90 Day Fiancé, I have not been like super focused on it. I've stopped into different seasons here and there. But yeah, this one seemed pretty crazy off the rip. We have Luke and Madeline. Madeline is only 19. And she's from Colombia. She meets Luke, who is 30. He is a mining engineer. He makes pretty good money. And basically, he's taking very good care of Madeline in Colombia. He's supposed to move there. He has this lavish apartment for her that she's had for a year. He also got her some work done on her top area. And she was really happy about that. And she's only 19, he's 30. I mean, there's the age difference is pretty wide, but when I think of a 30-year-old guy, I do think of, you know, he has more growing up to do. 19-year-old girl, and this girl, Madeline in particular, has so much growing up to do. I don't know what their future is going to hold, but I hope the best for this situation, because they have not gotten married yet, and maybe they need to rethink this situation. He did propose to her about 6 months ago, according to the show. And they're supposed to have their life together. He's supposed to move to Colombia. But he kind of got into some money trouble. And he's hoping that money trouble doesn't turn Madeline off to the point where she doesn't want to marry him anymore. She doesn't want to be with him anymore. And honestly, if you have to wonder that about a person, should you even be in that relationship? All right, let's go to the next couple. Kyle and Anika. And Anika, I think, is from Malta. And I don't have all of the countries, guys, so forgive me. I will try to put something in the description so you guys can get further details. But I believe she's in Malta. Kyle, he's an accountant. He calls himself a digital nomad. He can travel anywhere and be this accountant and make his money. He doesn't have to be in one place, so he travels a lot. But guess why he's traveling, guys? He's a sperm donor. He's a sperm donor, and this is his hobby. It's not his job. You should see all the preparation, all the pills. He's giving us knowledge on how to best conceive. I mean, he is teaching us some lessons. He's telling us his sperm count is extremely high, a lot higher than normal. He's conditioned his body to do so. He doesn't drink. He doesn't do any drugs. And he has a very healthy vegan diet. He's really dedicating himself to this hobby. He said back when he was 22, he helped a lesbian couple who couldn't have children of their own, of course. And after that, he was hooked. Now he is 10 years later. He's 32. And he is a traveling sperm donor. He does this for free. I mean, he should start a nonprofit. I mean, he travels using his own money for people that can't afford to have a child or conceive naturally. He helps single mothers and lesbian couples. I mean, on face value, sounds like he's doing a great thing, but I can understand how that could take a toll on a relationship, especially if he gives them options. And his options that he gives them is, I can either give you my sperm specimen and you can inseminate yourself with it, or he does it the natural way and has sex with this person. And I can understand how Anika, who sought out his services because she wants a second child, she's no longer with her partner. She has a son already and she wants another child. So she seeks out his services, but they start hitting it off. They start liking each other. And now she feels funny about what he's doing, even though she sought out his services in the first place. And especially the idea of him having sex with the people. I'm like, and then he said he only had like two dates in the last 10 years, and from 1 year starting to the last recent past year. So he's only seen two people within the last 10 years. Of course, you don't have to see anyone. You're having sex with these women all across the world, giving your sperm. It seems noble, but then when I see that it's possible that, you know, some of these women are having sex with him, which he says is recommended because it's the best way to conceive and the chances are better, I'm like, is he just like a free male gigolo? I mean, honestly, the way he has his operation set up is so serious. I'm like, he could be an entrepreneur and this could be his business. Like, he probably could leave the accounting job from all that he's doing, but he's doing this for people that can't afford it. So of course, there's probably little to no money in that. But if it was a nonprofit, I don't know. I'm not trying to give him any ideas. I don't know if this is good for a nonprofit, especially if you're having sex with the people. That is like really an inappropriate thing to do for any type of business. So I would say that probably won't happen. But he has 71 kids that he has helped create, and he has 9 more on the way. He says women don't accept him because of his hobby. He's trying to do a great thing. I feel bad because he's not accepted. But I think he should kind of get it. All right. These, again, like I said, Love in Paradise is wild. I don't know what's going to happen next. Now we have Sean, who is 61. And Aaliyah was 25. But Aaliyah used to be called by the name of Doug. So Sean has a different story. Sean is a celebrity hairstylist, and I think that he's retired at this point. He was married for 14 years to a woman, now divorced. He doesn't like to put labels on his sexuality, but he's been attracted to women as well as men. And after his divorce, now he's been focusing on men and dating men. And so he met Doug and fell in love with Doug. He liked the masculine parts of Doug as far as his body type. And when you see Doug does like wear lip gloss and does have some type of feminine thing going with them. But it's basically obviously they're a man. Sean says when he first met Doug, that they wore men's clothing, you know. He wears a little makeup sometimes, but you know, he's still a guy that's into other guys. But now Sean introduced him to wearing wigs because he was going to be on a float for some type of event. So Sean's like, well, you know, I'm a celebrity hairstylist and maybe you want to do something different since you're going to be on this float, put this wig on. So now that Doug put that wig on and kind of dressed up somewhat in a drag style during this event, now Doug wants to be Aaliyah and is now wearing women's clothes, wigs, makeup, the long hair, and all of that. So Sean is not even sure if he's attracted to that type of look, and he is mourning Doug, the Doug that he met and first fell for in the beginning. So they're gonna see how things go, if what the situation is. Sean is still unsure if he has to let go of Doug completely and embrace Aaliyah, or what is happening in this situation. And at the moment, Sean's getting his hair done because Aaliyah prefers him to be blonde, so he's getting his hair colored as blonde. Okay, and I don't like the fact that, you know, and I'm giving my personal opinion here, guys, but like, why are we changing ourselves for people? Why are we dyeing our hair for, oh, my boo prefers this? So, I mean, I understand if it's an outfit or a color they like, but I have to dye my hair. Like, what else do I have to do to please my partner? Like, how far will that go? I don't know. Just a little insight, just a little thoughts on just that little matter alone, and how sometimes, even like with the point with Madeline and Luke, you put your partner on such a high pedestal because Madeline is 19, Luke is 30, and you know, he had a mining engineer job which he lost because he was spending too much time with his fiance, who he has to pay all these bills for. So now the very thing that was keeping their relationship afloat is now going to be gone. So will their relationship stay together? And it's just kind of doing too much. It's a point where you're doing too much to be in a relationship. And then lastly, Alex and Adriano, which I believe is Italian and she's African American from the U.S., but they didn't show much of their story, but they did, you know, show clips of him asking for threesomes, and that's one of their issues that they have. So I'm already looking at these couples, Love in Paradise. I'm not seeing, you know, it's a 90-day story, connected to 90-day fiance. There's only one couple that I see that is engaged, and then, I mean, the other couples, I mean, anything can happen. It's Love in Paradise because the person is usually from the U.S. and they're going to some paradise type place and they're meeting this person, and this is where they met the person, and this is how they connected with the person. So they're going to meet them in paradise. But is it really going to be paradise? These couples already have so many issues off the rip. I don't know what's going to happen next, but I do want to see what's going to happen next, and I do want to delve and dive into some more. So we're going to get into it. This is a little different. Everybody may not be able to relate to these couples, but I'm sure there's some elements that we can pull out of their stories that we can say, oh, you know, I probably wouldn't go for this and I probably wouldn't go for that. I mean, that's already what I'm seeing in the beginning. And why are these people putting themselves through so much to be with someone? And I understand the climate of dating and love is very difficult and hard right now. But should you really put yourself out that far to be with someone? And does that person really love you at the end of the day? If you have to do certain things to please them, if you have to do certain things to make them happy, if you can't just be yourself and show them love as you, like, I don't know. It's a lot to unpack, and I'm here for it. And if you guys are here for it, We're going to continue to chat about Love in Paradise Season 4, a 90-day story right here on CBiz Media, where we talk faith, love, and trends. If you want to connect, if you want to come on and chat with me about any of these topics, any of these relationships, things that we talk about here on CBiz Media, please email me at cbiztv@yahoo.com. That's cbiztv@yahoo.com. This is Irene. All the best. God bless.